Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs and be helped. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Just subbing in for you tonight, Gene.
Well, I appreciate it. Good to see you.
You too.
Feel free to add your comments if you like, because they're always welcome. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about. It's about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Anyway, so tonight I decided that I would find something to talk about that has to do with entrepreneurs who are just getting started. And I found an article that was titled, How to Start a Business in 13 Steps. Now, it's something I had talked about a couple years ago, but what I wanted to do, what I thought about, is going through these 13 steps and sharing my experiences in terms of what I believe I've done with my business, and also mention some things that I have not done because I'm still building a business in a sense. It's off the ground, it's going, but it needs lots of help. Anyway, so some of you out there, if you have thoughts and comments, you're more than welcome to call and share your thoughts and comments, as well as share your thoughts on your own business, because it's about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. So, that's about all I could say, but I'm going to go through 13 steps and add my experiences so far, because I'm still learning and still putting things together. And hopefully what I have to share may be good enough to help some of you out there. If you choose to call the show, the number, I think that you can see it. It's 727. It's 441-3000. That's the number that that is there in case you'd like to give me a call and make some comments or ask some questions. I can't answer all the questions, but I will give it my best shot to tell you from there. But feel free to call the show. I'd love to hear from you and add to the show. And so anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that and be willing to do that. So before we get started, though, I'd like to have you think about what idea do you have for starting a business? That's the first thing I'd like to have you think about. If you've thought of starting a business, what idea is it? And again, you're more than welcome to call the show and share that idea if you like. But what would motivate you or drive you to start a business? I'm going to say it comes from an idea. And so to set the stage, I'm going to share my idea. I had an idea based on my past experience, my development in the corporate world or in the work world, and I started looking at, as I began to advance through the system, I started wondering why were people choosing me for different types of roles and responsibilities. Because when I started out working, I didn't know how to go to work. Okay, so I just went to work. I had a job as a computer operator back in the days with IBM, and I had to wear a shirt and tie every day because that was what the company looked for. But I didn't know that. I showed up. I had, back in those days, all the IBMers wore dark suits, white shirts, and ties. Anyway, so if you look at most of your politicians, they're all going to have on dark suits, white shirts, and ties. Well, anyway, the IBMers had that. I had a brown suit, I had a red suit, and I had a green suit, and I had some platform shoes, because back in those days, platform shoes were in. But anyway, I went to work, and probably, I'm going to say maybe 3 weeks or so, I was going into work one day, 3 or 4 weeks, I was going into work one day, and there's somebody standing outside having a smoke break, and the person asked me where was I going, and I told the person I was going into work, and the guy says, "You work here?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Looking like that?" And I said, "Looking like what?" So he said, "You look like you're on your way to a party or just coming from one." He says, we don't have workers looking like that here because we want workers to represent our company. Now, I'd like to have you think about that, because how many people have taught you how to go to work? That's the big question. How many people have taught you how to go to work? And I say that because most places you go to work, I'd like to have you look at the way people look. And so many businesses are their standard is looking a certain way for their business because they want their employees to represent how they look. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about it. Think of all the places you might go and look at how some of the people look, because they have a job because they're there. The difference is, in most cases, or many cases, no one taught them how to go to work, which means what you're seeing is how they're representing their company, and they are unaware of it. But anyway, so getting back to our topic, I came up with the idea that if I could tell my story to begin to recognize the people that recognize something in me, I could possibly start a business getting others to recognize what people see in them. And so that they can understand why we might choose them for things we never thought of, or why we wouldn't. And in my cases, I've had jobs that I've never thought of. The difference is somebody chose me for them, and I didn't catch on to that until several years later. But it had to do with the way, I guess, I was representing the company once this guy kind of straightened me out a little bit. But it also went from one company to another company at various levels. Anyway, so I got to thinking about why not start a business to help individuals to find employment that they would enjoy doing? That was number one. But more so, recognize the skills and abilities that they have that we see in them, instead of them thinking they have certain skills and abilities that aren't sellable. Anyway, so I thought of that, and I said, maybe I'll start a company doing that. And so that's exactly what I did. But anyway, I'm going to stop there because we're going to take a short break so you hear a little bit more. But I'm talking about 13 steps for starting the business for all of you wannabes out there. And hold on, and we'll be right back.
Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Keep on going. Keep on striving until you reach the highest that you can go. That's how it starts. That's how it begins. You've got to start somewhere. I'm giving out 13 steps for starting a business based on an article that I pulled off the internet, but more so, I am adding my experiences in those steps in order to help some of you out there. And if any of you listeners out there, if you choose to give a call, you're more than welcome to call the show and give us your comments on what you might have experienced, or feel free to ask me some questions. But I just wanted to say, based on the commercial just came up, if you choose to send me an email, my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's T-H-E, opportunityhour@gmail.com, if you choose to send me an email. And if you choose to call my private number, or my outside number for my business, the number is 888-293-4802. That's 888-293-4802, and that will put you in contact with my company, which is Hodgepodge Training. But anyway, so I'm going into the steps. I mean, step number one was to find a business idea. Anyway, so what I'd share was the idea I came up with of starting a training and development company that had to do with helping individuals to recognize the skills and abilities that they possess that we see in them instead of them trying to sell us on what they think they have, finding out what we think they already have. Anyway, but I was sharing my idea. So the first thing in starting a business is what idea do you have in your mind? And I'm going to suggest that every idea that pops up, that you find a way to document it or record it, because every idea is valid because it belongs to you. Has no guarantees, but it's your idea. And the idea is doing something that you can make some money, and the idea is that you can help a lot of other people. And some of you may have some other ideas about helping people, may not help people, but the majority of people want to help people out. And so everyone doesn't, but the majority of the people do. So anyways, number one is to find an idea that you think that you can create a business with. And that could come from anywhere. Now, in the article, it lists various ways that other people have come up with other businesses, but I'm going to suggest that whatever idea you come up with that you think you could start a business doing it, I'm going to say document it and think about it and then decide, because it's going to take some time depending on what it is and how far you've got to go. It's going to take some time. And so you want to be fair to yourself with that idea, because somewhere along the line you're going to have to want to expand it. Now, once you have that idea, step number two is to write a business plan. Anyway, so a business plan is how do you see you making money off your business? We try to think about it as far as you can and start writing or start recording. Don't worry about putting it in the right order. As the thoughts come to you, write them down or record them, but think of writing your business plan out so that you can get your thoughts out. There are different types of software that you can purchase out there to kind of help you along, but your thoughts are going to come to you at different times based on you making the first step and then the second and then the third. So if possible, visualize how the business can make money and what would your plan be in order to do it, because it's your idea. So I'm going to suggest that you start understanding it's your idea that you can make some money doing it. And as many ideas as you come up with, write them all down, because you could change your mind at any point in time. Or you might find yourself starting several businesses, because if the ideas come to you, how you can turn one thing into another, then this is how many entrepreneurs make it big time. Anyway, so I like to have you just think about that. Anyway, so what I did was I started writing out a plan. What kind of programs would I want to have that could help someone to recognize their skills and abilities? What kind of staff might I need? What locations I might want? How was I going to do it? How much writing did I need to do? How much recording? What information could I go find on just the plan? Because the plans are my thoughts. And then trying to put it somewhere there, so that you can begin to put that together. Anyway, so step number two is to write a business plan. And it doesn't say that you should automatically know what a business plan is. Some business plans are very complicated based on what you envision in terms of your business being. Now, I envision my business in terms of having courses and articles and books that others would sell, visualize things in different languages. And so I had to write a plan as to how I envisioned courses and workshops, training programs, in order to think about that business in terms of putting it together. Now, I had an advantage, I think. I think it was an advantage. okay, what I wanted to do came through me through a vision. So I didn't have a plan. I got a vision of a plan, and I began to put it together. That's all I'm going to say about that, unless you'd like to know more later. Okay, step number three. It says choose a business structure. Okay, and it starts out talking about the legal structure of your business can affect everything from your taxes to what you're liable for. Okay, how are you going to structure your business? That's one way of looking at how you're going to put it together. And this says that you may change your mind quite a few times until you find the right one that fits you. But depending on your this structure, you may decide to be what's called an LLC, or you may decide to start a corporation, become an S corporation. S corporation is mostly for individuals, and a C corporation that you might. And as far as those corporations, you might need boards of directors and secretaries and treasurers, all those types of individuals in order to help to structure your business. Okay, it does say that the corporation, you pay higher taxes. The S corporation, you pay lower taxes. I started out as an S corporation. I am still an S corporation. I'm not a C corporation. I'm an S corporation because I have some advantages in terms of being a minority, and so that's how I started. A sole proprietorship or an LLC is fine. It's a matter of you choosing something to get started on based on just you until you start writing out who else might you need or what else might you need in terms of other positions. I've had lawyers, I've had accountants, I've had some bank individuals, and there are a few others I may not have mentioned, but those are some of the key things that I've had. I had to visualize because I didn't have those abilities, because humans specialize in things, and you want specialists in the areas where you don't have the knowledge. And if you do have the knowledge, you don't want to try to do it all, because in one sense, I'm going to say you can't do it all. There's a lot of software products out there that will help you to do that, but the bottom line is that it's extremely important to me to talk to other humans in certain fields instead of relying on software, which doesn't really talk back. And if it does talk back, it's been programmed to talk back. And so it's really not coming from a person with the deep feelings and the real understanding. All that happens in person. But anyway, but choose how you think that the business, how you want your business structured, but don't worry about how accurate it is. You're going to be growing and growing and growing. Okay, number four. It says get a federal tax ID. Okay, you can get a, just go out on the internet and type in federal tax ID, how to get a federal tax ID, but you must register your business, the type of business, and have a tax ID so that you can be able to have your business tracked in one sense, but it opens the door for you for loans, especially with governments, things like that. And so you make the email, so you want to make sure that you get a federal tax ID depending on the size of your business. It's not that important initially, but it will be important depending on how you want to structure your business. Okay, and in my case, I decided to set up a corporation. So that was a requirement, and it's something that has many advantages. It's a lot of work involved, but it's good work because it's tracking all of the things that happen within the business. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. But we're going to take it's time that we take a short break, because there's a lot more to go, but our time is flying by. But think about those things. Anyway, but we'll be right back. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stopping. Beyond the move. Once you make that decision, you're going to have lots of obstacles, but don't let anything stop you, because there's enough out there that will challenge you. You just cannot let it stop you, because it's your idea, your thought, and you believe that you can turn it into a business, and it all starts with you. I'm going through 13 steps to start a business based on an article that I pulled off the internet, but I'm sharing my experiences with what the article had stated. Anyway, there's 13. I've gone through four. The first one was number one was to find a business idea. Whatever ideas that pop into your head, my suggestion was to write them down and record them. And don't worry about them other than write them down, because one out of the many that you may think about, you may actually start a business doing it. The second thing was to write a business plan. Visualize how you see the business working and write all of that down or record it, because it's all got to get out of your head onto a piece of paper so you can begin to tell others. The number three was to choose a business structure. Okay, how do you want to structure your business? You could start just as an individual. You can start in what's called an LLC. You can start an S corporation, depending on who you are. You can start a C corporation. Each one involves having more people to work along with you, but definitely for filing. But anyway, to keep that in mind in terms of your vision for how you want to structure the business, you can always change it later. Number four was to get a federal tax ID, because you've got to register your business with Uncle Sam so that the government knows that you have a legal business in order for you to function as a legal business. Okay, number five, which we're getting to open up a business bank account. Once you have a business name and you have a federal tax ID, and the next thing is to open up a bank account. And it doesn't matter how much you put in there, as long as it's a dollar, but go to your bank and say that you want to open up a business account. They're going to ask you for all the federal documents and all that sort of stuff, so you got to provide all that. But to open up a business account, because this is going to help you to keep your books straight in terms of what's personal use versus what's business use. Because the business use becomes part of tax write-offs or part of the dollars you're spending in order to grow your business or build your business. And so that could involve going to meetings, it could involve purchasing a car, it could involve purchasing lots of supplies and equipment. documents as long as you have that bank account and you have some dollars in it, then you can pull your dollars out and all of that is justified. Anyway, so you're gonna need that. Okay, number six was get financing to fund your business. Okay, so think about you have an idea, you have a business structure, you have a federal tax ID, but you don't have any money. Well, there are organizations, including the government, state and federal government, that will loan you money or possibly give you a grant or some grants in order to help you to build your business. And so there's help out there. Anyway, so I've had my business for several years, but I was able to get a small business loan. I got part of a loan that was given out during the pandemic that I did not have to pay back, but it was something to keep the business going and something that at some point in time they'd like to get their money back. But there are ways for you to help get your business off the ground if you don't have the financing. Anyway, so there are organizations out there that will do that. The SBA loan, the small business loans, there are lots of information out there from at the state level, federal level. There are grants out there that you can go look up. And so those are things that I'm still doing. And because I'm at a point now where my business is legitimate enough so I can go after larger types of funds if I need it. Okay, number seven, get a business credit card. Okay, a business credit card can keep your business and personal finances separate, and it can be handy when purchasing supplies. Everything that's business related, if you got a business credit card, everything that's business related should go on that credit card. Okay? That card is for you to use for business affairs. It could involve everything from meetings to travel to airline tickets to purchasing supplies. And dining with people, all that sort of stuff, because it all has to do with helping you to build your business or maintain your business. So getting a business credit card is extremely important because it separates the business from your personal spending. I highly recommend that. Okay, number eight, says to build a website. It says a strong presence is critical for many businesses. Think of your idea, your business structure, what it is that you think that you'd like to put together. Once you start putting it together, think about building a website. Now, it doesn't say you have to build the website, but get a website built that has your thoughts and idea in there so that you can begin to expand on it as you go. Having a presence is one thing. Okay, so you got to get the website built. Got to decide how much you want to stay in front of people, because somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to monitor all the software that you might have. But if you get the website built, then that cost you could probably write off as a business expense as well. But you're going to need some way of getting your business name out there to the public. Okay, and so that's how that is done. Get yourself a website built, and if you have limited knowledge in these, find other people that can do it for you. Now, you can find other people just by asking around, by attending networking groups. In some cases, you could go to some of the educational institutions, the colleges, whereby individuals are learning to build websites and certain parts of it that would love to have something to brag about if they could build yours. Anyway, so look at resources in your community as far as building a website. And once it's built, then it's still got to get maintained. And It doesn't say that you have to do it. You need to run your business. Part of building your team is getting the other expertise that you need so that you can focus on the things that you need to do as the leader of the business, and you have the other resources to keep the business going or to keep the presence going. And so you're going to need that so that you can keep your product or service in front of people. Anyway, so that's something that you have to do. Anyway, so I had mine done. I've had it revised. I'm in the process of getting it revised again because it's the time to revise it because I've added on a few other services and I've gotten some other ways of getting the physical help or the resources. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Okay, number 9, decide how you'll get paid. Okay, so starting the business is one thing. Have an idea. How can you get paid from it? And there's no guarantees as to when that can happen, but hopefully you're starting the business because you would like to get paid. I'm still working on my business of getting paid. I've gotten paid for some, but there's more I need because as you grow, you get more opportunities, and which could lead to more of getting paid. But in my case, I'm going through that process of getting to the more side of it. So it says if your business takes credit or debit cards, then you need a way of processing those payments. Most of the banks, they will offer merchant accounts. If your business is structured with a bank, card readers they offer, or you can buy them at very limited cost. But I would strongly suggest getting a merchant account. And once you got your bank account set up, then you got your credit card. They'll give you a credit card pretty much, depending on your past credit, but they'll give you credit because they want your business. Anyway, so they'll give you a little something to start with so that you can help to get your business off the ground. Anyway, so I rely on the debit and credit cards because it keeps all the books in order as I spend the money or use the money or bring in money. But it keeps all the bookkeeping in order, and so I would strongly suggest that. Okay, number 10 says get the right financial software. Now, there's lots of software tools out there and that you can use to track your performance. One of the things, if you can get someone else to do it, I would strongly suggest that. Knowing what is being done, I would suggest that as well. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but knowing what it is that would keep that software, because that saves time for you, saves time for the others that are keeping your records in place in terms of where your company is going and where it stands, and so that you can have that information that you can give to other resources such as the government or the tax man whenever you need it. But it keeps all of your business parts of the family in order without you worrying it. Anyway, so the financial software will aid quite a bit in that process. Okay. Whoops, we got to take a short break, and then I'm almost done. But stay tuned. I'm giving out 13 steps to starting a business, and we'll be right back after this announcement.
Tampa Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. It's going to be a tough road. It should be a tough road. You should welcome a tough road because this is how you're going to build your business. You're not supposed to know all of it because you would have done it a long time ago if you did. But anyway, I'm going through 13 steps based on an article of how to put your business together. And I just got through completing step number 10. Anyway, so the steps I've gone over very quickly. One is to find your business idea. Think about the idea that you have. Second thing is to write a business plan for it. To try to visualize as much as you can about your business and write it down, or record it, or do both. Third thing was to choose a business structure in terms of how do you want to start your business off. It could be LLC, a sole proprietor. It could be S corporation, C corporation. Those are different levels that come along with the corporations. And I have a corporation. Gone through those other steps. Number four was get a federal tax ID because it's important to register your business with the federal government, state government, so they can track it. But also there are some benefits for that. But number five was to open up a business bank account so that all of your funds can be tracked for business, separate from personal, and do that. Number six was getting financing for your business by registering your business. There's funding available. There are loans that you can get, small business loans. There are grants that you could get, small business grants. And so that's something that comes after all that's in place. You'll be in position to go after some startup money. But number seven was to get a business credit card so that everything business related goes on that card. It will help you keep track of all your accounting and your business expenses. Most credit cards, they automatically track all that at the end of the year. You get statements broken down into various categories in terms of where you spent the money. It becomes very helpful. Number eight was to build a website or get somebody else to build a website, depending on where you are. What you want to do is build a team, if possible, so get someone to build a website unless you like building websites and adding to your websites. But number nine was decide how you're going to get paid, whether you're going to deciding by taking debit cards, credit cards. There are merchant accounts that you can set up with your banks. in order to read all the cards. Most banks will offer those out to you once you have your business registered. Okay, number 10 was to get the right financial software. If you are into the software, you can get software to assist you in running your business, or you could find someone else that you can partner up with in order to hand off your business software for you. That's another way. Number 11, to hire employees. Okay, this is where we're starting. At some point, you may view yourself as having to hire other employees in order to run or grow your business. Anyway, so that may be part of your business plan. It may come along after, once you realize that you cannot handle all of the responsibilities, or you begin to grow and you need more. And so hiring those workers will become the first step in terms of getting one, then two. And the best way to hire employees, I'm going to suggest, is to put out ads. I would go through my network of people asking who you know first. Secondly, I'll put out some ads or commercials letting people know what you need and the type of person that you're looking for. Okay, number 12 was to pay your taxes. Okay, once you have your registration, your federal IDs, everything set up with the bank, then once you start making money, then you've got to pay taxes on that money. And so you have to become aware of paying taxes, but more so, there are tax breaks that you can get just by having a business. And so the government wants to help you to get your business and keep your business, so there are tax advantages that you can have with your business. Okay, number 13, was to protect yourself with business insurance. As a business, then I'm going to suggest that you should have your own business insurance. Okay, the insurance is for your equipment, the place that you pay rent, that you purchase, possible business insurance on the customers. I have a business insurance for all of the students that are in my classes, just in case anything should happen to a student. I have business insurance just to cover a few other things as well. So you want to make sure that your business is covered. If you have a vehicle that's under the corporate name, under the business name, then you want to have business insurance for that. And so you can find out those things as you advance. Most likely somebody is going to bring it up to you versus you thinking about it. But you definitely want to have some business liability insurance, or know what it is, because there may be a time when you need it and a time when it's not necessary. So you want to begin to look at that. Have a business owner's policy. Understand what those things cover as well. But make sure whatever coverages are necessary for you and your business and your customers, you want to make sure that you have that. Anyway, so those are 13 steps that I've gone through based on an article that I pulled off. But more so, I've shared my experiences in terms of what I've done with my business. And I'm not done yet. And so I'm pretty sure there's a little bit more I've got to have. I'm looking to staff up more in case people would like to get involved with a big venture. I'm going to be looking for trainers. We've had trainers in the past, and now I'm going to be looking for some more trainers, some more accounting type people, some more office people. Anyway, so those are some of the needs that I have. If any of you are interested, you can send me an email. That email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put in your interest in partnership or something like that. Anyway, so we'll get that. But anyway, but those are the steps for starting a business. It really all starts with your idea. and whatever idea you get, do not discard it because it's yours. It came to you, and this is how you grow as a person. This is how we grow as a nation. This is how we evolve, because people come up with ideas for starting businesses. That's what humans do. They have ideas that they want to expand on, and you are no different than all the others. If you have it, or have several, again, document what those ideas or thoughts, or get them recorded. You can always pass an idea off to a colleague or something, but you may also want to add it on to your ventures as you go through life. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say regarding the entrepreneur side of starting the business, because it starts with you and it's yours. And so how you operate it, it's fine. In some cases, you may have to give it up, or circumstances happen. Businesses fail a lot of times because of lack of knowledge, financing. But the difference is that you can go after it because it's yours. It's your thought and your idea. Do not tell everybody what your idea is. Tell them that you may be looking for help. Don't worry about someone taking your idea. I know a lot of people that are worried about, they share their idea, somebody's going to take it. I'm going to suggest that most likely you got more than one idea, and most likely you can get a lot of help by sharing what it is that you're trying, that you have in mind, that you're working on. And so building partnerships becomes key, because no one has all of the knowledge. Having a team is the best way you can go, depending on your vision of your business. Most businesses, the large businesses, they all work based on teams of expertise. And so I'm looking to build my team at one point. I had five trainers, and we did a lot of training up in the Connecticut, Massachusetts area. Now I'm down here in Florida all alone, and I'm looking to rebuild as well. So, but it's important that you understand that your idea, but it may take many others to buy into your idea that want to become a part of helping you to get to where you're trying to go, because they want to say that they helped and they want to be part of the journey. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because if you have the idea for being an entrepreneur, then you most likely can be one, and just get started and don't worry about stopping. Just get started. It's not going to happen instantly, but it can happen. It happens to so many others, depending on the size of your project. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because it's all possible. So it's doable. It's possible. The difference is that nothing happens instantly, and nothing happens that quickly. It's going to require a lot of energy, a lot of work, a lot of knowledge, a lot of networking, and a lot of just telling your story over and over again. Well, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I'd like to have you think about it. It's your idea. It's your thought. It's come to you. You can indeed put that thought together your way, because it's yours. And you can learn along the way, but the bottom line is you can say that you did it your way, because the thought or idea came to you. And that's where entrepreneurs come from, because it can come from you doing it your way. Okay, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back. And we're out of here for the time being.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 106.1.